Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the Muslim Experience Podcast. And my name's Farouk. Inshallah, today we will cover three more surah as part of the Quran series. We will cover Surah Yasin, Surah As-Safat, and Surah Sa'd to finish off the episode. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Yasin, as we call the heart of the Quran, is a very powerful surah, and it has great impact on the people. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed its recitation over those who are on their deathbed to ease that time. So it is definitely something that is advised to do. We move on to verses 9 and 12. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the first page of Surah Yasin, and the disbelievers were blinded and could not see him pass. So reminding us that one footstep you do for the sake of Allah, Allah will record it and you will be rewarded. And no one could see him and he was protected. Subhanallah. Verse number 9. And we have put before them a barrier and behind them a barrier and covered them so they do not see. Indeed, it is we who bring the dead to life and record what they have put forth and what they have left behind. And all things we have enumerated in a clear register. So this verse was used by Prophet ﷺ when the people decided to also sell everything purely to be close to him. But he said, stay in your houses because your footsteps are being recorded. Every footstep that we take towards good is being recorded, and the like of when you do something bad also. May Allah save us from that. There's also mention of the story when three people were sent to the town of Antioch. So if you want to influence and guide others to be a preacher in Islam, to walk in the footsteps of the Prophet, peace be upon them all, you must have genuine compassion and love for the people that you want to guide. So as such, whenever we send out messages, whether it's through WhatsApp or our social media, etc., we should have good intentions and have sincere, genuine care for the person that we are sending it to, or just to anyone around us. And that way it creates that love between us and genuine concern. And verses number 13 to 17 remind us of the people who ran into the city, and they came as a warning to the people. But the people simply said, you are not but human beings like us, and the Most Merciful has not revealed a thing. You are only telling us lies. So they denied the message. So of course they are told to only worship Allah alone and remove these false deities, these idols that they were worshipping back then, and only worship Allah. Now just look at this genuine concern that this person had. Even when he was killed, he was told to enter paradise, as in verse number 26, and he still said, I wish my people could know. Just imagine that. Although they beat this person up, who was simply a warner, a messenger of telling them to only worship Allah alone, he still was concerned for them. And all he wanted was good for the people. Moving on to verse number 30, even the angels and creation express their pity and frustration at the stubbornness of men. How regretful for the servants. There did not come to them any messenger except that they used to ridicule him. It is only man who is arrogant. So of course we are arrogant as a people unless we listen to these messages, these warnings, to worship Allah alone. That is our true purpose in life. Verses number 33 to 47 mention of the three signs. We give it life, which is the dead land, and we produce from it grain and crops. the sun, the moon, with their massive celestial objects in a harmonious orbit, and how humans have been given power over the creation. So we are reminded to eat the fruit, enjoy the crops, but we must be grateful for the blessings that Allah provides. And also reminding us about the day and the night, the sun and the moon, how they are in perfect orbit. It is Allah who is providing this for us. Verses 51 to 60 remind us about Jannah. Whatever we request, whatever we want in Jannah will be ours. You could think of something in your mind, whatever it is, and it will be in front of you. Verses 51 onwards. And the horn will be blown, and at once from the graves to their Lord, they will hasten. Oh, woe to us! Who has raised us up from our sleeping place? The reply will be, this is what the Most Merciful had promised, and the messengers told the truth. It will not be but one blast, and at once they are all brought present before us. So today no soul will be wronged at all, and you will not be recompensed except for what you used to do. Indeed, the companions of paradise that day will be amused in joyful occupation, they and their spouses in shade reclining on adorned couches. For them therein is fruit, and for them is whatever they request or wish, and peace a word from the merciful Lord. Then he will say, but stand apart today, you criminals. Did I not enjoin upon you, O children of Adam, that you not worship Satan? For indeed he is to you a clear enemy. Okay, let's move on to verses 71 to 73. There's mention of Allah creating livestock, and we subdue it from them for us, and we ride on it, or we eat a certain livestock, and also having other benefits. So we must give thanks to Allah. There was also a mention of a conversation about one of the people picking up a dry bone and crumbling it in his hands and asking Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you think that your Lord will bring me back after it is crumbled, such as this bone? And this is the wrong state of mind to be in, denying Allah. Verses 77 to 80. Does man not consider that we created him from a mere sperm drop? Then at once he is a clear adversary, and he presents for us an example and forgets his own creation. He says, who will give life to bones while they are disintegrated? Say, he will give them life who produced them the first time, and he is of all creation knowing. It is he who made for you from the green tree fire, and then from it you ignite. Subhanallah. And that is the end of Surah Yasin. Let's move on to Surah As-Saffat. So this is a Makki surah, and it displays all of the classic features of the early Makki surahs. The primary theme is to demonstrate the power of Allah through his creation, and also through the stories of the previous prophets, peace be upon them. Verses 1 to 6. So this is how the angels line up the word Saf, as in when we pray as well, when we line up, the angels do the same thing. We mimic the angels during prayer. Verses 1 onwards. By those angels lined up in rows, and those who drive the clouds, and those who recite the message. Indeed, your Lord is one, Lord of the heavens and the earth, and that between them, and Lord of the sunrises. Indeed, we have adorned the nearest heaven with an adornment of stars. It has a number of references also to the jinn and angels, which we will move on to. So the angels are orderly, efficient, and constantly engaged in the worship of Allah. They never get tired of constantly worshipping Allah. Verses 150 to 166 mentions of this. Or did we create the angels as females while they were witnesses? Unquestionably, it is out of their invented falsehood that they say, Allah has begotten, and indeed they are liars. Has he chosen daughters over sons? What is wrong with you? How do you make a judgment? Then will you not be reminded? Or do you have a clear authority? Then produce your scripture if you should be truthful, and they have claimed between him and the jinn a lineage. But the jinn have already known that who made such claims will be brought to punishment. So these people made a link between the jinn and Allah, and this is totally wrong. Verses 59 onwards, exalted is Allah above what they describe, except the chosen servants of Allah, who do not share in that sin. Verses 50 to 62 mention about the famous passage that marks a conversation between the inhabitants of Jannah and Jahannam. So just imagine that, these conversations taking place, and they will approach one another inquiring of each other. A speaker among them will say, Indeed, I had a companion on earth, who would say, Are you indeed of those who believe that when we have died and become dust and bones, we will become recompensed? He will say, Would you care to look? And he will look and see him in the midst of the hellfire. So this portal will be opened for them. And he will look at him and see him in the midst of the hellfire. He will say, By Allah, you almost ruined me. If not for the favour of my Lord, I would not have been those brought into hell. Then are we not to die, except for our first death, and we will not be punished? Indeed, this is the great attainment. There's also mention of the stories of the prophets, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail's sacrifice. There's also mention of the supplication of Yunus, peace be upon him, during distress. And we can be saved from any calamity. And these prophet stories are related here for us to learn. That is from verses 75 to 82, 83 to 113, 114 to 122, and 139 to 148. There's also mention from verses 180 to 182, Allah is far more noble and exalted than how any of those who reject describe him. 180. Exalted is your Lord, the Lord of might, above what they describe, and peace upon the messengers, and praise to Allah, Lord of the worlds. That comes to the end of that surah. And the last surah for today is Surah Sa'd. That this surah is the only surah that begins with Sa'd, one letter. It's different style to Safat, the mention of Adam, Dawud alayhi salam, and there's also mention of the arrogance of people. Verse number 4. This shows us the finicky nature of the human mind. At the same time, there are so many issues that we absorb from our cultures and time frames, and there are so many other ideas and isms we feel are the ultimate truth, verse number 4. And they wonder that there has come to them a warner from among themselves. And the disbelievers say, This is a magician and a liar. Verses number 12 to 21. Mentions of the stories of the previous prophets and how Allah protected those who believed in the prophets, and how he destroyed those who rejected. Verses number 12 onwards. The people of Nuh denied before them, and the tribe of Ad and Pharaoh, the owner of stakes, and the tribe of Thamud, and the people of Lut, and the companions of the thicket. Those are the companions. Each of them denied the messengers. So my penalty was justified, and these disbelievers await not but one blast of the horn, for it there will be no delay. And they say, Our Lord, hasten for us our share of punishment before the day of account. So be patient over what they say, and remember our servant David, their possessor of strength. Indeed, he was one who repeatedly turned back to Allah. Indeed, we subjected the mountains to praise with him, exalted Allah in the late afternoon and after sunrise. And the birds were assembled, all with him repeating phrases. And we strengthened his kingdom and gave him wisdom and discernment in speech. And has there come to you the news of the adversaries when they climbed over the wall of his prayer chamber? So there's mention of this, where these two people climbed over and Dawud alayhi salam wondered how they got there. But it turns out these were actual angels that were sent to Dawud, and they were a test from Allah. And of course he didn't pass that test, because when they asked him for something for him to judge on, he hastened towards a decision instead of listening to the other side. So we learn that do not pass a judgment without hearing the other side. But of course, when he had been tried, he also asked for forgiveness from his Lord and fell down bowing in prostration and turned in repentance to Allah. So we forgave him that, and indeed for him is nearness to us and a good place of return. There is mention in verses number 30 to 35, we learn about that any power or wealth we should have should not distract us from our religious duties. And even the most powerful are tested. So there is Solomon, who although had everything, he continued to turn back to Allah. There's mention of the dua that he made, and it was granted. In verse number 35, he said, "My Lord, forgive me and grant me a kingdom such as will not belong to anyone after me. Indeed, you are the bestower. So don't let your wealth distract you. Turn to Allah, ask from him forgiveness, and be grateful for any relapses. It can happen. You know, you're granted with so many things, you are distracted, that becomes a relapse. You forget about Allah. And we mustn't do that. We must keep turning back to Allah and asking for forgiveness." And Allah also gave him control of the jinn. Think of all the things that Allah can provide, and the help, when it comes surely from Allah. There's also mention of the story of Ayyub alayhi salam, when he was instructed to dip himself in the river to cure himself of all the illnesses that he had during his tribulation. So we learn that we must always fulfill our vows also. Verses number 41 to 44 mentions about the oath that he had to partake in, where he was to lash his wife for what she did during their tribulation. I think the story goes that she sold some of her hair because they were very desperate. But instead of lashing his wife, he was told to grab a few twigs or branches that were very light and to basically fulfill that oath. Verses number 60 to 64 mention the disputation amongst the people of Jahannam, the evil leaders and their followers. Each of them will be blaming each other, and they will both be guilty. 60 onwards, they will say, "No welcome for you. You, our leaders, brought this upon us, and wretched is the settlement." They will say, "Our Lord, whoever brought this upon us, increase for him double punishment in the fire." And they will say, "Why do we not see men whom we used to count among the worst?" "It is because we took them in ridicule. Or has our vision turned away from them? Indeed, that is truth, the quarrelling of the people of the fire. Who is more guilty? Who is more cursed?" These would be the followers and the leaders, and nothing will be able to help them. And to conclude this surah and the episode, how Allah honoured Adam alayhi salam in the last few verses of this surah, 75 to 88, we learn that Iblis was not prostrating to Adam alayhi salam when he was ordered to. He was of the arrogant and the haughty. And of course he said, "I am better than him. You created me from fire and you created him from clay." And Allah said, "Then get out of paradise, for indeed you are expelled." I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and inshallah, we look forward to bringing you more from the Quran series. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.